With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the state of Israel does not support a ceasefire with Hamas terrorists, or as the Biden administration prefers, a humanitarian pause.
I don't know how long they're thinking these pauses will last, but we understand that any pause will be used by Hamas to regroup, to regain essential equipment and supplies, and to maneuver.
Oren interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Arab countries, including those allied with the U.S. and at peace with Israel, have expressed mounting unease with the war. Today, the House will be voting on a GOP standalone $14.3 billion Israel aid bill. Also at SRNnews.com, unionized workers at the first of the Ford factories that went on strike last month have overwhelmingly approved a new contract. Jackie Quinn has more.
Members of the Local 900 of the Wayne, Michigan Ford Assembly Plant have posted online that about 81% of them voted for the historic contract proposal, which gives pay raises of about 30% over the life of the nearly five-year contract. Earlier this week, United Auto Workers Vice President Chuck Browning praised the negotiators.
With them at the table, with our members on the picket lines, we became a force to be reckoned with.
Voting at Ford continues for another 2 weeks. UAW workers at Stellantis are meeting in Detroit for more details on their agreements. And GM workers will be listening soon for their contract explanation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are sharply higher now. The Dow is up 509 points. This is SRN News. Britons have a different view of free speech.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond, and a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bishop from Ukraine urging Americans to support his country in its effort to repel Russia's invasion. Ivan Rusin and others in the interfaith delegation of Ukrainian religious leaders visiting the U.S. this week, spreading the word. Rusin, who is a top leader in the Ukrainian Evangelical Church, says some of his fellow pastors have been killed and seminaries have been hit by missiles. This is SRN News. In economic news, Beyond Meat sending out some pink slips.
The plant-based meat company is trimming 19% of its non-production workforce after a weaker-than-expected third quarter. Beyond Meat says a layoff of roughly 65 employees is part of a broader corporate review. The company is also considering exiting some product lines, changing pricing, shifting its manufacturing, and restructuring its Chinese operations. Beyond Meat says an expected return to sales growth July through September failed to materialize. Rich Thomason reporting.
Ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft will pay a combined $328 million to settle wage theft claims in New York. Attorney General Letitia James says the companies were improperly deducting sales taxes and other fees from drivers when those costs should have been paid by customers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.